leaders reporting the defense has rested in Donald Trump's New York criminal trial.
This is the trial involving allegations of hush money payments and falsified business records in the logging of reimbursements to his former lawyer, Michael Cohen. By resting its case, the defense now paves the way for closing arguments and ultimately jury deliberations. There are a few steps before the jury gets the case, namely those closing arguments, and then the jury will have to be instructed in the law by Judge Juan Merchan before they can go back to a separate room and start deliberating the charges at hand.
Donald Trump said he did nothing wrong and is confident he'll be vindicated.
We have a phenomenal case. We've won the case by any standard. Any other judge, he would have thrown this case out.
The jury will return for closing arguments next Tuesday. The Biden administration is releasing 1 million barrels of gasoline from a Northeast reserve in a bid to lower prices at the pump. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Energy Department officials say the gasoline will be strategically released between the Memorial Day and 4th of July holidays in order to help lower costs for American families and consumers. The move follows a mandate from Congress to sell off the 10-year-old Northeast Reserve and then close it. According to AAA, gasoline prices average about $3.60 per gallon nationwide, up 6 cents from a year ago. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Singapore Airlines says one of its flights hit severe turbulence over the Indian Ocean and descended 6,000 feet in about 3 minutes. Authorities say a British man died, possibly after a heart attack, and several people were severely injured. The flight from London to Singapore was diverted to Bangkok. Details of the weather at the time over the Andaman Sea near Myanmar weren't immediately available. On Wall Street, the Dow by 66 points. This is SRN News. A Tennessee hotel makes nice with a Christian group.
The Sonesta Nashville has apologized for canceling a planned pro-Israel event by High Yovel. The hotel says it got threats from presumably pro-Palestinian individuals and decided to kick the ministry out, which is probably exactly what those posing the threats were seeking. High Yovel obtained legal representation, and the Sonesta has decided to offer an official apology, which leaders of the ministry have accepted, though the event will still take place elsewhere. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Gratz College outside Philadelphia is launching the first Master of Arts degree program in anti-Semitism studies in the U.S. Officials with a small private college say the program will help fill the vacuum of knowledge about anti-Semitism across Jewish, non-Jewish, and governmental organizations responsible for generating policy to combat prejudice. This is SRN News. The UN Security Council has rejected a Russia-backed resolution on banning weapons in space. Correspondent Norman Hall has more.
The UN Security Council has rejected a resolution drafted by Russia banning weapons in space. The rejection comes as the U.S. says Russia launched a satellite last week that could be weaponized. The U.S. and its allies said the resolution's language that the 15-member council debated was simply meant to distract the world from Russia's true intention, weaponizing space. Russia's UN ambassador denied that his nation was trying to mislead the world. The resolution failed on an even split between backers of the U.S. and of Russia, with Switzerland abstaining. I'm Norman Hall.
The Security Council resolution drafted by Russia rivaled one backed by the U.S. and Japan that failed last month. The rival drafts focused on different types of weapons. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.